Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Gary Thomason. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The center fielder, Gary Maddux. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Goodson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Rader. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Williams. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Charlie Williams. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting eighth. The catcher, Skip Judsa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, J.R. Richard. Pitching for the Houston Astros, J.R. Richard. And now, play ball. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is called out on strikes. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes strikes out. Two outs. Gary Maddux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddux hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maddux. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger bunts towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Wynn moves to third. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wynn scores. It's 1-0, Astros. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cedeno. The throw from Rader and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cedeno scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Astros. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey strikes out. One out. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson strikes out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Maddux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a line drive into left field. Matthews picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Matthews. Helms moves to second. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jutza for the out. Helms moves to third. Two outs. J.R. Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-0 in the game. Metzger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maddox. Metzger reaches second base with a double. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metzger moves to third. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams fires to first and has Cedeno trapped. There's the throw to Fuentes, who tags Cedeno for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Watson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metzger scores. It's 3-0, Astros. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomason takes first base on ball 4. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-1 in the game. Maddox takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rader moves to second. Jim Willoughby now pitching. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza is 0-for-1 in the game. Jutsa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Raider moves to third. Two outs. J.R. Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 1 in the game. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodson hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Matthews moves to second. Two outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Metzger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cesar Citino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Citino is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Citino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Citino. The throw from Rader and he is safe. Citino steals second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Watson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Willoughby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willoughby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Citino. Willoughby reaches second base with a double. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thomason hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willoughby scores. It's 3-1, Astros. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thomason moves to second. One out. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCovey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Giants 1. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuente settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rader is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Helms hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza is 0-for-2 in the game. Jutza hits a fly ball into right field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodson hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matthews moves to second. Jim Crawford now pitching. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader is hit by the pitch. Matthews moves to third. Spear moves to second. Jim Ray now pitching. Bobby Bonds pinch hits for Jim Willoughby. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-3, Giants. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thomason hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-3 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thomason moves to second. Two outs. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Maddox hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Jim Ray. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Metzger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Astros 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jim York now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 0-for-3 in the game. Goodson hits a line drive into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Matthews hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Watson hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Astros 3. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rader hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spear moves to second. Randy Moffitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moffitt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spear moves to third. Rader moves to second. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomason hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spear scores. Rader scores. Moffitt moves to second. It's 7-3, Giants. Tom Griffin now pitching. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-4 in the game. Fuentes takes first base on ball 4. Moffitt moves to third. Thomason moves to second. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Maddox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Maddox reaches second base with a double. Moffitt scores. Thomason scores. Fuentes moves to third. It's 9-3, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-4 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it and throws to third to get Fuentes. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Dave Kingman pinch runs for Willie McCovey. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 0-for-4 in the game. Goodson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Maddox scores. Kingman moves to second. It's 10-3, Giants. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Matthews hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Matthews reaches second base with a double. Kingman scores. Goodson goes all the way around to score. It's 12-3, Giants. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Spear hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 14-3, Giants. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. he's been hit by a pitch. Rader hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Moffitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moffitt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moffitt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 14, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Dave Kingman now playing first base. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Helms hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza is 0-for-3 in the game. Jutza hits a pop-up towards third. Goodson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rafael Batista pinch hits for Tom Griffin. Rafael Batista is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batista strikes out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 14, and Houston Astros, 3. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.